Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in the middle of Simen Lamed Zayin, Hilchos Tevilas Kelim, and we're going to start from Seif Hey. Imshal Osochar Kli Meyakum, if he borrowed or rented a utensil which requires tefila from a goy, ain't a tzricha tefila because it's still the goy's. Of course, now you have to kasher it. If there's a problem of kashrus, of course you have to kasher it. The imshoel osochar kelim echenvani Yisrael. It's owned already by a Jew, but the Jew only had it in order to sell. But you're only borrowing it from him. Now this is a case sometimes in hotels. I mean, they say a hotel is owned by a yid. Maybe he wasn't titled as kelim, and you're only borrowing it from him because you're not really using it. You're renting it. So the shaila is, can you get away without tefila? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins in such a case that tzricha tefila below bracha. So shaila, so he says you have to be titled it, but without a bracha. You're only borrowing it or renting it. The chenvani is going to eventually sell it. Okay, that's a murky. I mean, people, some are makil in a hotel. I mean, you have in a hotel where you find out that the guy was never tovel as kalim. So that's like this chenvani, where he only has the kalim to let others use it. He's not going to use it. They are renting it, right? The payment of the hotel money. You have to ask a rabbi, a shahil, what do you do if you find out by your hotel stay that they were never tabled the kelim? Some hotels rely lechatchila on that kula. But anyway, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you see paskins, that if you borrow or rent kelim from a chenveni Yisrael, tzrichin tefila below bracha. And now, even worse, so to speak, is the chenveni yodia zos lemi sheyik ne'achar kach. For the person that buys it, I guess he has to tell him also that it's used. But he also has to tell him it was titled already, Shaloyat B'yayushenis B'bracha, because maybe that tefillah was the valid tefillah, and now he can't make a bracha either. So he also, so the purchaser now also has to be titled it without a bracha. Sivvav, Yisrael HaMachzikota factory. Because maybe the first one didn't have to be titled it.
But even if it was
tovel, right, it was in a state of being potter from tevila. What? Yisrael shemachzikut, they have a factory, a Jewish factory. Shelsu shem kleis chuchis, vapolim haimenim yehudim, hakelim shenasun shem atzrichin tevila below bracha. But before you get excited, this is not applicable to our factories and our workers. He's talking about workers that were probably like kablonim, like you build a shtender, and they got paid by the piece, and there's an inyan of umen kaina bishvach kli, that a kablon acquires certain rights of the kli he makes, and then when you pay him, it's like you're buying it from him. So then it's a shtickle owned by the goyis, it's a shayla. Our factories, where they get a salary, a weekly salary, or a daily salary, or an hourly salary, and there's no shayla, they have no ownership at all in the things that they produce, so certainly that's called, and it's produced by a yid. But anyway, that's sivav, that's tzricha tefila below bracha. So, again, the words of Sivvav are a Jewish factory and Goyish owners and Goyish workers. Jewish factory, Goyish workers need tefillah below bracha. But it's not no gaya the way our factories and workers are structured. Siv Zion, Yisrael, and the same in Siv Zion, is the same idea. Yisrael shenos on kesev al shomine matches l'umen akum sheyasal lo kli. But again, in this case, Kablan, where he's kone schusim in the kli that he makes, Oshi Yisakim lo, he should fix a kli, Shal Yonokov, it had a hole, Lo Yomachzik Revia, so it's like not a kli now, and he's essentially creating a kli. So Ragam came tefillah below Brocha with the same cheshbon, if it's Uman Kone B'Shvach Kli. Sifches, Ein Tzorich Tefillah I guess you have to, I mean, well, nowadays, if, let's say you go to an woman that fixes things, a craftsman, and he, and your kli has been essentially ruined, and he fixes it for you, you have to ask a shayla. Taka, maybe it needs tefillah below bracha. Sifches. You hear, in other words, when an woman gets paid to use his expertise to create a kli, and he gets paid for the job, there's a tzaddan halacha that he acquires monetary rights of the object that he made, he created, and now when you pay him, you're in effect in lumdus buying it from him. What? There's a shayla in the Gemara of umen kleina b'shvach kli or not. If he created something, and he's a kablan, not a worker getting paid by the hour or by the day or by the week, then there's a tzad that the business relationship is that he acquires rights to it and you are buying it from him. So shayla in the Gemara, umen kleina b'shvach kli or ein umen kleina b'shvach kli. A kabbalah magabi tefillah, the kids of Shulchan Aruch paskens it's a shayla. Usually, again, it's probably you're right in that if the prevailing custom is to consider it only like a pay for hiring, and nobody would imagine that he has any monetary rights to it, and that's the prevalent way that people do business in that town, so that's probably, that's almost certainly that's the way it is, and then no tefillah would be necessary. Sifches, ein tzorach tefillah lekli shemishtamshim bo lemachol, a kli that's used for food and comes in contact with food, shuroi liochlo miyad b'li shum tikun acher, that you can eat this food immediately. That's when you need tefillah. That, you know, a plate, you put food on it that's ready to eat. Aval habarzilim, the utensils shemasaknim bolas hamatzos before they're ready to eat, v'shachotchim bolas ha'isa, not a pizza cutter. Pizza cutter is when the pizza's ready to eat, but if the things that they use on the matzos only when they're not ready to eat. The hamachat shetofim b'malaisa, they sew up the stuffed chickens, the kayotzim behen, and it's not ready to eat yet. Eina tzrichin tvila, because they're used in an early stage. In other words, let's say, I don't know, are people table it? They don't have to. The bowl of a mixer, we only put dough that's not ready to eat. You don't have to be table it. No. It's an Indian if you sometimes use it for other things. Maybe, I mean, that may, you know. Well, if it's a meat of use. If you don't use it on a steady basis, I mean, like once in a while, you'll put something in it because you have nothing else available.
So, like the beater?
What?
You're saying like the beater things from the mixer? You know, the little thing
the beater goes, things of the mixer don't need tefillah. Do not need tefillah. Because they're only coming in contact with dough that's not ready to eat. What? I don't know. But garlic is not ready to eat? You have to. I can't. Ask a shout. Send me an email. I'll do the research. I can't start. I will sack and shall sheet. And now he has examples of things which are either sometimes used for things that are royal achila or at the end of their use, like a spit. So in the beginning of its use, the thing's not royal achila, but by the end of its use, it is royal achila. Avosakin shel shechita, which they use for other things, or the sakin shel mafshitim bo, where they skin the animals. Kiven she'ef shel ishtamish b'sakin zel lemachol shenigmar. I guess it means that it would be used. It's not a specialized kli, it's a sakin. V'chein tasin, that's a pan, shemanich ralein matzos, after they're baked, and before. I guess it's the dough. It's primarily used for when the food is not ready to eat, but it's also used when it's ready to eat. So tzrichin tefillah below bracha. Udreifus, that's a tripod. Shemamidim olav asakadera. does not need tefillah because the food doesn't touch it. It's only if the food touches it, if it comes in contact with food. But that doesn't mean, so let's say you have a cookie sheet, and like you'll always put an aluminum foil, like, cause, I don't know, because you don't want to get it dirty, or wax paper. I don't think that counts. I would think so, because it's royal kach and it's made for kach. People maybe are just mufunakim or whatever, so they don't want it to stick. They don't want to bother washing it, so they put. But it's made to come into contact with food. I will put shel matches the spit. Because it's in contact with the food after it's ready to eat. Yesh omrim, some say, the klis chuches gedolos, big bottles, I guess, yeah? Large glass utensils. She'ein shosim mitochen, you don't drink from them. You only store, like a pitcher. Rakshamachzikim benes hamashkos, leeros me'en l'tochen kosos, like a glass pitcher. Some say lo chashivi kli suda bein tzrichen tvila, but the yesh omrim, the tzrichen tvila, that they certainly do. Yesh la tvila below bracha. I'm not sure if we pass in this way, that you don't make a bracha on their tvila.
Because it's not something you
eat from it. Because you don't eat from it.
But all food is ready to eat.
Yeah, but the showers, but you don't drink from it. You don't pour it on there. This is what the Moshe says. I mean, this is, you know, that if you buy something in the store, so you don't, you buy things that come in glass bottles, so you don't have to retable it, right? Because you're only using the container because that's where it is. It's not a clean machel. You're not eating from it. What? Why doesn't he talk about a pot? Maybe a pot in a chalami, maybe a pot also. It could be we paskin that you do make a bracha. Let me see what they say. I don't say anything. I think he means probably that it's a storage. It's really a storage clay. That's probably what he means. It's a storage. It's basically used for storage. Like a soda bottle. You use it for storage. A pot you use for food. It's like the derech that it's used. It's not a story. He probably means something like a storage utensil. That it's really used to store the food away. And then you dole it out when you need it. So that's a suffix. A pot is not like that. A pot is made for food. That's storage. Probably the Nakuda is storage.